Don't give up. Does the opinion of your fellow man cause your faith to stagger? Do you roll along with the majority or stand on your own foundation? While Paul and Barnabas were on mission in Lystra, Paul spotted a certain man who had been crippled from birth. He could tell the man had enough faith to be healed. In a loud voice, he called to the man, "Stand up on your feet!" Acts 14:10. When he got up and started walking, the people began to shout, "The gods have come down to us in the form of a man." Acts 14:11. When the emissaries, Barnabas and Shaul, apostles Barnabas and Paul, heard of it, they tore their clothes and ran into the crowd shouting, "Men, why are you doing this? We're just men, human like you. We are announcing the good news to you." Acts 14:14-15. Still, they barely managed to keep the people from sacrificing to them. Then some unbelieving Jews came from Antioch and Iconium. They won over the crowds, stoned Shaul, and dragged him outside the city, thinking he was dead. Acts 14:19. I imagine he was just regaining his strength as they dragged him, because as soon as the disciples gathered around him, he rose to his feet and went right back to town, showing them how ineffective they were at stopping the word. Imagine watching the crowd as Paul came back through the city gates, perhaps even more determined than ever to spread the word. The next day, Paul and Barnabas left the city and went to Derbe, proclaiming the good news in that city and making many people into Talmudim, disciples. Acts 14:20. Then they returned to Lystra. Why? Paul was on mission for God, and the fear of man would not stop him. He went back to give strength to the Christians living there, encouraging them to remain true to the faith and reminding them that it is through many hardships that we must enter the kingdom of God. Acts 14:22. Does Paul's determination give you encouragement for the mission field you are living in?